Okay, so we're continuing in Shabbos, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, right? Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says like this. So Tosfos is bothered by an interesting question. Shemen shebener v'shebekara osav Rabbi Shimon Matir. Right. So the machlokas about the shemen in the ner and in the kara, machlokas from Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon on Shabbos is whether you can use the leftover oil on Shabbos itself. Right, but Tosfos says v'achar Shabbos mutar filu Rabbi Yehuda. But there's no question that after Shabbos you can use the leftover oil from the Shabbos lamp for whatever you want. There's no issue to use the leftover oil after Shabbos going to anybody. Rabbi Shimon holds you can even use it on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you can use it after Shabbos. But everybody agrees you can use it. Okay, go ahead. Kasha Lari. Okay, so the Ri is bothered. Why is this different than Ner Chanukah? Because by Ner Chanukah we hold that if the Ner goes out on the first night, so yeah, you should reuse it for the second night. And on the eighth night, when there's no more reusing it, I mean, in theory you could keep it, but you're not supposed to, you burn it all up. You're not supposed to keep it because you might get it mixed up with other shemen and you might use it. But basically, it's you're not allowed to use the ner, you're not allowed to use any of the shemen from the Chanukah candles, from the Chanukah neros, for anything other than the mitzvah of Chanukah. Why? Because the huksel mitzvah. They're all huksel mitzvah. Mepnei shuksel mitzvah. So ner Shabbos is also a mitzvah. Ner Shabbos is also a mitzvah, and noy sukkah is also a mitzvah. So why is it that we only say by Ner Chanukah that since it's Huxel mitzvah, so you can't use it even after the Zman of the mitzvah is over? But by Ner Shabbos and Noi Sukkah, you can use it after the Zman of the mitzvah. That's what bothers the Ri. What's the difference in the Huxel mitzvah? Right, so he's only analyzing the Ner Shabbos in terms of it as a Cheftah Shel Mitzvah. Not talking about the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda on Shabbos. You have Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in terms of Hoktzel Isser. Right? But after Shabbos, there's no more Isser. So now it's only the fact that it was a Ner Shel Mitzvah. So how come this Ner Shel Mitzvah, everyone agrees you can use the leftovers from? But Ner Chanukah, you can't. Good question. Go ahead. Funny answer. So he says, Ner Chanukah, the Iker is not for your enjoyment. It did not come for your enjoyment, right? Ikaro lo lahanaso ba. The essence of the Ner Chanukah did not come as a Ner of Tashmish, right? It did not come as a Ner of enjoyment. Okay. Rather, it's a Ner for Pirsumei Nisa. That's why we light the Ner, for Pirsumei Nisa. As a matter of fact, it's also to be Nene from the Or, right? And if you and when you light the Ner of Chanukah, you have to light another Ner to show that this Ner is extra. Shouldn't even look like a Ner of Tashrish, right? So the Iker is not for your own Hana. And since you love the Mitzvah, you love the Nes, then what? You're not waiting for it to go out. But you're Maktze it Legamri LeMitzvah. But a Ner Shabbos, lahanoso ba. What does it mean, lahanoso ba? Well, that's the whole reason for Ner Shabbos. Is what? So you can see. Right? So you can see. So you have light to eat by. You're not allowed to read by the Ner because of you might try to adjust it. But the whole reason for the Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis, to be able to see. So it is essentially coming for your Hano. But therefore what? Therefore what?
He's waiting for it to go out.
Waiting for it to go out. I was good up till there. He's waiting for it to go out. And furthermore, what does he mean he's waiting for it to go out? Isn't that the whole problem that Rabbi Yehuda says on Shabbos you can't use it? Because you weren't waiting, you're not Yoshiva Mitzapah. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Shimon, doesn't seem to hold from Yoshiva Mitzapah. Now you can say that's only by, that's only in terms of Muktzah, in terms of Shabbos, in terms of Isser. Gamri. In other words, what's difficult with Tosis is description of Ner Chanukah, right? He said, what is the key element of the Ner Chanukah? What's the key element? He says a few things. First he says, the Iker is not for Hana. It's for Pursumei Nisa. And then, the Pursumei Nisa is very dear to him, right? So he's not anticipating, he's not waiting for it to go out. Rather, he's makta legamri lemitzvah. Right, so he said really three things, no? I mean three things. You could say they're related or they're different expressions of one thing. But what is the ikkar over here?
What are the three things?
He says it's not coming for your hana. I can say four things now. It's not coming for your hana. Right, it is coming for Pursumei Nisa. Okay, so you can say those things are. You love the Pursumei Nisa very much, so you're not waiting for it to go out. Rather, you're makzit legamri. So the reason why I wanted to go into this is because the Yoshevu Mitzapeh is always a strange expression. I mean, what does it really mean? Someone is Yoshevu Mitzapeh. Is that really an active will that he's thinking about it or not? I mean, this Tosa seems to really be, you know, exploring. You can see a little more from this Tosos. What he says? If he says if you're not Yoshuv Mitzapeh, then that means you're Maktze, it's Maktze Legamri.
Does that mean how the Gamri is relating to the Shemen?
How is he relating to the Shemen? Okay, go ahead.
So because the Shemen of Ner Chanukah is not for Izana, rather it's for Pursumei Nisa, which is the flip side, meaning it's totally it's for Pursumei.
Okay, one second. So let's understand though. So more in a general sense, what is the difference between whether you're allowed to use the remnant or not in any mitzvah? Right? In any mitzvah. You mak to something the shame mitzvah. We discussed this a little bit, Haktzah. Before you enter, so you maksa something the mitzvah. So now Tosa is saying there are certain times you can use the remnant after the mitzvah is over, and certain times you can't. Right. So what are you saying, Jonah? That what's the difference? I mean, before we get into the specific over here, how he's working it out, but he's giving you two ways. He's explaining there are two ways you can be maksa something the mitzvah. Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I'm saying with Ner Chanukah. In regards to lamps, there's no idea of Pirsumei Nisa pre, you know, the halacha coming and giving it that designation. So really, halacha is now it's giving like a new definition to this chavta. Like it's not.
Let's forget about the particular case of here. Okay. Now, it's in general, what's the difference whether Amaksa two things of Shem Mitzvah? So what's the difference if I can use it? What would determine if I can use it after the mitzvah is over or not?
So if it has some sort of function in regards to Yer Hanan, like the Ner Shabbos basically.
No, is there a difference in the Haktzah? That's what I want to know.
Whether the Haktzah is an absolute thing, a permanent thing, or is it just like a temporary removal from your use of the object?
Right. In other words, that's because in the beginning he wants to say that's the difference, right? Either you're makzit legamri lemitzvah, or what are the opposite? What are the two categories he has over here? He has you can either be makzit something legamri lemitzvah. We have to go back and understand it, or you can be a yoshiva mitzapeh. You can relate to the chefza shel mitzvah, either that you're makzit it legamri. Or that you're a Yoshi with Mitzapah. So what does it mean?
Mitzapah is like, it's a temporary, the mitzvah is like a temporary use. The Yoshi with Mitzapah means that you know in the future it's going to be back in your, part of your clay tashma.
I thought it worked kind of well with his, the Chaviva thing.
Yeah.
He's saying that, like, what I thought was that, like, it could be Huxa L'mitzvah, but by Ner Chanukah, it's Huxa L'mitzvah, but the fact that it's Chaviv to him, it's confirming the designation of, the Huxa L'mitzvah can take it away temporarily, but the fact that he personally is saying that the mitzvah is Chaviv to him, then he's confirming that, and he's saying that it's not part of my, you know, my use anymore, it's completely removed. Whereas by Shabbos, it's just the mitzvah is really for his hana. So it's really, it's delineating a certain use, that has to be used for Shabbos, but after Shabbos, it's gonna go right back to his personal, use of the oil.
Right, I mean, and what's difficult here is that in reality, like we were discussing last week, in reality, the person is not really anticipating that there is gonna be any remnants of oil left, right? Like let's take the Yashashis, or the coast of the Yashashis. So even according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not Yoshiva Mitzapa for Shabbos, because you anticipate it's going to be burning the whole time. I could say maybe it means he thinks after Shabbos it will be leftovers, but that's a big cup of oil. But Mitzapa means it's going to be totally burnt up. I mean, and also what I'd like to know is the term Yoshiva Mitzapa that we're using over here. By mitzvah, by the huktzah of mitzvah, is it the same concept that we have by muktzah of by Shabbos? Is it working on the same principle? I mean, it's a different kind of a muktzah, but is it working on the same principle? That you're going to use,
right?
Now within Rabbi Shimon, we say certain things is muktzah on Shabbos because he's not Yoshiva Mitzapah. Certain things are not muktzah because he's a Yoshiva Mitzapah. Is it something similar in concept between the Yoshiva Mitzapah over here and the Yoshiva Mitzapah over there? So what was his kasha? So his kasha was that anything that has the shame mitzvah, right? Anything that you're designating with the shame mitzvah becomes huktzah. Right? Now it's huktzah l'mitzvah. According to this Havamina, huktzah l'mitzvah is an idea in terms of the shame of the chefza shel mitzvah. So he's bothered. Why should it be any different between near Shabbos, near Chanukah, and Noi Sukkah? You all have a shame of a chefza shel mitzvah. Once you're designating it as an entity of mitzvah, it's no longer yours, it now has a different status of kedusha, of an entity of chefza shel mitzvah. So what's his answer? It's not the shame mitzvah per se. It's not the shame mitzvah per se that creates the isser after the mitzvah is over. What is it that creates the isser after the mitzvah is over? It's not the shame mitzvah per se. It's not that it had a shame, yeah. It's the original haktzah. Right, it's the way that you are. It's interesting. It's the way that you are relating to it with regards to that mitzvah. Right, it's the way you're relating to it with regards to that mitzvah. So he's saying like this. That. So can we define a little? Can we define it now?
Well, which word?
So let's take the Ner Shabbos case first. Right. So he says, if the essence of a chefza shel mitzvah, if the essence of the mitzvah is your own hana, then what? Then what?
You haven't removed it from your tashmish in terms of your das. So even after Shabbos, if there's leftover oil, it still falls into that category, because when you did the halakha was for a chefza, which was in the realm of your tashmish.
Right. I mean, if the ikar of the mitzvah is lahanoso ba, so what did I do? I took my shemen that I have full tashmish over, right? And I designated it for a particular tashmish of mine, right? To be able to see well on Shabbos. So he says, that's not... It's true that being able to see on Shabbos is a mitzvah. It's true, it's a mitzvah to set something like that up, right? But he's saying that type of a haktzah, that type of a designation, in terms of the cheftzah, it never really removes it from the realm of your objects. Yoshev mitzape really means that, Yoshev mitzape means that I always retain on a certain level the object as one of my cheftzoei tashmish. Right, Yoshev mitzape, whether we're talking about Shabbos or mitzvah, always means that in the framework that I'm putting it into, I'm retaining a residual interest, as you might say. Right, I'm retaining a residual interest. So when Shabbos starts and I have a small nair, so I'm not makhtse it away from Shabbos Lagamri. Yoshev Mitzapa doesn't mean necessarily the guy's mindset that he's actually thinking about it. Right? It means, it indicates a certain relationship to the Cheftza. So he's saying if the mitzvah itself is to use your property for your tashmish, for a specific use, right, then that's never a haktzah that's going to that always is considered the yoshev mitzapa. Why? Not that he's really thinking it's going to go out. It's not so much that he's thinking it's going to go out and he's hoping to use it for another thing. But the haktzah never removed it from the realm of his objects. He always relates to it. Let's put it this way. He always relates to it like his cheftza, like he's being mishtamesh with his object, a tashmish shel mitzvah. But the tashmish shel mitzvah is just a particular of his general usage. So it's a particular shame of his general usage. So it never leaves the category of his general usage. Just temporarily, the usage that it is embodying now is an obligatory one. Right? You don't have the choice if you can. You don't have a choice if you want to be in the dark on Shabbos. You have to be in the light on Shabbos. But you're never considered to be removing the oil from your cheftzaos. That's only possible if it's a mitzvah that doesn't have to do with your tashmish. Right? If the mitzvah has to do with your tashmish itself, then he's saying it'd be like you have a mitzvah of Sudas Shabbos. Can't say that the things you prepare for Sudas Shabbos are considered hukta from your usage. That is the mitzvah. It's a particular usage. But Yoshev mitzvah means you always relate to it as yours. Let's put it that way. You're still always relating to it as yours. Okay, but by Chanukah, he's saying you can't say the Iker is coming for your Hanos. So that avenue you don't have open to you. But it's still possible that the person feels that what? That underlying, he's never giving up the basic ownership of it. And it's a temporary dedication to the mitzvah. It's just a, right? He doesn't look at the activity. You know, there's two types of mitzvahs. One where the activity itself is counted as part of your usage. Right, like the lighting the house for Shabbos, that's considered part of your usage itself. That's never even a shiloh. But if there's a mitzvah that is not for your usage, it's a piersum. So then you have to see what type of haktzah he's giving it. Is he saying, I am giving this substance itself over to the mitzvah? Am I giving all the tashmish? Am I giving all of the usage of this shemen to the mitzvah? Or am I just giving the usage that the mitzvah needs? You understand? So that's what he means to say it's chaviv. What does he mean to say it's chaviv? Because chaviv means, he means chaviv like this. Let's say I have a can. He's not talking about kavsa zakhla, kavsa ein zakhla. He's talking about the guy lights the nair, and the zman of the mitzvah only demands, let's say, half an hour. Right? So there are shittas that hold. After the half an hour, you can use the oil. But he's saying chavivas ha-mitzvah means that you're not giving it over to the mitzvah b'tzimtzum. You're not giving it over to the mitzvah just to be yotze the chovas ha-mitzvah. Chavivas ha-mitzvah means is the qualifying how you're being mocked to the chefta. By sukkah, there's no question. There's a fixed, limited period of zman for the mitzvah. So you can only say the haktzah is for the zman itself, right? It's true that the sukkah is not your tashmish. Well, you could argue that, but it doesn't seem like he's learning that the sukkah is not your tashmish. But within the original haktzah, there's an intrinsic limitation of how far the haktzah can be. Saying, but by Ner Chanukah, it's different. Since Pirsumei Nisa apparently is given over to doesn't really have a fixed shear, there's a zman of the chova, and there's a zman that if you put in a certain amount, you won't be yotzei or you will be yotzei. But he says we don't look at it that way. We don't look at it and say he's only being makzeh for the chovas mitzvah. As long as since it's a mitzvah that he is happy to continue to continuously involve himself in, and there's no particular fixed zman where you'll say there's no more piersum now, so you say his haktzah goes for as long as it's possible to have a kiyum of Chanukah. So, to sum it up, he's saying the whole iser of the iser of the hukta lemitzvah is really a question not of the shame mitzvah itself. It's not the chalos shame of mitzvah that creates the iser after the zman. It's really is a question of whether you're being motzi your own chefza out of your rishus, the shame mitzvah. In other words, the shame mitzvah will aser to the degree that you're motzi it from your rishus. You understand? It's not a din that if a shame mitzvah is chal, Chefta shel mitzvah is chal on an object, then that itself attaches to all the substance of the object. That's not the case. It really is going to be the din of the shame mitzvah is going to attach to whatever you're makzeh it for. So if I'm only makzeh it during sukkahs for a tashmish of 7 days, for a usage of 7 days, that's as far as the shame mitzvah is chal. But if I'm makzeh legamri, I say all of this, every last bit of its utility is designated lemitzvah, then even if it goes out and it's not Chanukah anymore, it doesn't matter. All of it is hooked to l'shem mitzvah. In other words, it has to do with the gavra's das. And in that sense, he's saying that Yoshevu Mitzapeh and Legamri are the different expression, different terminologies for the expression. Yoshevu Mitzapeh is an expression for a reserving part of the Tashmish. Just like on Shabbos, we say there's a concept of the Yoshevu Mitzapeh, but it means it's not completely designated away L'Shed L'Shabbos. It's not completely designated on Shabbos for Issa. As long as the person knows that it's going to be usable, then it's not considered legamri mufka from Shabbos. So too here, in a similar sense, if the person is not makzeh et legamri, that means to say that he's just giving over a certain usage to mitzvah. But that means on the rest, on the chefza, essentially, he still considers it part of his rishus. And the Yoshiva Mitzapa is a universally a term that's used for a reservation in the haktzah that you're making. So by Shabbos, it's going to be a question: does he anticipate there will be a zman that no iser is interfering with his usage? And by mitzvah, it's a question: is he giving over all of the usage to mitzvah or not? So that's what Tos is saying. If the usage itself is for the Adam, then it's never considered like he's being motzi it may reshuso or reshus mitzvah. It's always considered part of his reshus. The very activity of the mitzvah is part of his reshus. But if the mitzvah is different, it's not his own tashmish, then you have to look at how he's doing the haktzah. You have to look at the nature of the mitzvah and how he's doing the haktzah. If it's a mitzvah like sukkah that's fixed and limited intrinsically, then there's nothing more to do. But there's nothing more to be. You can't be makset. Can't say I'm going to be makza all the tashrish of the etzim and the listos and the yenos and the shmeinim, all these things, the shame mitzvah when the mitzvah can only partake of a very limited usage. But by Ner Chanukah, since the mitzvah is capable of an extension for hours, even though the zman of kiyum of chova is over, and we know that he's happy to have them burn as long as possible, then we say, what type of haktzah to the mitzvah did he do? He was maktzah all the tashmish of this shemen. So that's where the chavivus has to come in. The chavivus has to come in to tell you that although the chovas of the mitzvah would only demand a half an hour, let's say, how do we say that the argument is he's just makes it to the chovas of mitzvah? So he says, no, chavivas of mitzvah tells you that he's makes it to any way, to as long as it can participate in mitzvah, he's makes it. But you don't have chavivas of mitzvah in every mitzvah. Chavivas of mitzvah is only an issue if you have a mitzvah that has a zman that's the chov, and an extended zman that would consume the rest of the material, but it wouldn't be a zman chova, it would just be a zman kiyum. So then you have to say, chavivas ha-mitzvah tells you that he's which is he makta it to? Is he makta just for the limited kiyum? Just for the limited kiyum of the chov itself? Or for the extended kiyum for the whole time? Yeah.
But isn't that what lo lahanasu does?
No, lo lahanasu is like a sukkah. Can't be nene from the... When you hang up the noy sukkah, you can't be nene from them, right? But there's no inyan that you wouldn't say chavivas wouldn't have any role over there, because there's no, it's not shayach to be makza the yenos and the shmeinim and the siltos and all those things legamri, because the mitzvah can only use them, the only use that the mitzvah has of them is decorative. For the zman of the 7 days, but by near Chanukah, the you can put in a lot of oil. So I put in 2 hours worth of oil, so I can say like some Rishonim I think hold that this is only the oil that burns that doesn't burn from the zman of the chova. But if the zman chova is over, you can blow it out. Isn't the Mechaber hold that way? Once if you come home and the candle is still burning, but the zman is over, you can blow it out. Right. So, because that's just the zman of kiyum of piersim. It's not the zman of chovas piersim anymore. So, huh? Doesn't matter. He was mocked to them for that. Once he was mocked to them, they went out for whatever reason. They went out 2 hours later because this would have been going for 3 hours later. But every night he puts in and he anticipates it's going to burn. He doesn't put in. More, I'm saying it's not a guy putting in 10 times as much as can possibly burn for the night. He's putting in to burn for 5 hours. He's putting in, he gets a big candle. He wants it to go till midnight. Why? Because that's a haktzah. There's no limit to the kiyum of piersim. There's no limit to the kiyum. There's man chova of the rush hour, let's say. But whatever, if a person happens to be walking by, it'll be a kiyum of piersim. So he's happy. He's happy for the mitzvah. He's happy for the shemen to be involved in that. And that's gonna the chavivus is only a question of which zman we're talking about. There could be a zman that would not consume all the shemen, or even kavza in zachaklo. So let's say that was yotze. You could say I was yotze. I'm just maxed it for the chova. Was I yotze? I was yotze. You could say that, but I don't. I think they. I think the ma'isa we hold that the daksa would be for the half an hour. But you know what I'm saying? I'm saying the chavivus doesn't have to do with how much he loves the mitzvah, per se. It's not a question of how much he loves the mitzvah alone. How much he loves the mitzvah is only going to help you determine what type of haktsa he has. But you can't have the haktsa, but not every mitzvah has the opportunity for this kind of haktsa. The haktsa by sukkah is not capable for this kind of haktsa.
What about my name Shabbos, the fact that you put in oil and you expect it all to burn? So
right. By Ner Shabbos, even though you put in a certain amount of oil and you expect it all to burn, you never really, in your das, you never really gave over the shemen itself out of the realm of your own tashmish. It's true there's a mitzvah involved here, but the mitzvah is your own tashmish. So that's the only time you can get into the question of is the moser muktzah because of mitzvah or not, is if the mitzvah caused me to be maktzit from my rishus to a separate rishus of mitzvah. But if the tashmish itself is lahanoso, you never say that I'm motzi it to another rishus of mitzvah. If the mitzvah demands that I use my stuff and enjoy it this way. But I always relate to it essentially as mine. It comes out that the shem mitzvah has nothing to do with the iser afterwards. The only question is the haktzah. The type of mitzvah will determine what kind of a haktzah. So you can have a mitzvah where you're not maktzah the cheftzah at all from your rishus. Of course, besoch zman that is burning, you can't be so the mitzvah. But you never really motzi the dover mitoch from your rishus at all, and then there's never an inyan on the moser. But if the mitzvah demands for you to remove it from your tashmish because it's a different type of tashmish, it's a piersum which is not your usage at all, then there's a question of how did I give it over to the mitzvah? Did I give it over in a way that would consume the cheftza in its entirety? That's a complete haktza. Or just a limited usage of my object. I'm lending it to mitzvah, so to speak.
That's the views.
So by sukkah, there's nothing other than lending, because there's no opportunity for the mitzvah to consume the chefza. But by Ner Chanukah, it's possible either way. Could be I'm saying I'll let the mitzvah use my oil as long as I need it for chova, or it could be I'm giving it over completely. So that's Chavivus tells me, I'm giving it over completely.
What about the Rishonim?
Everybody holds you can be Masna.
Right.
So right. I think everybody holds you can make a Tanai by the Ner Chanukah. I think everybody holds that.
That makes sense to what you're saying. It's not
even according to Tosos, you can make a Tanai. If I put in the oil and say, I'm making a Tanai, I'm only Maksa the shear of half an hour. Then according to Tosos, you could use it after half an hour. There'd be no question. A guy can make a Tanai on his Chanukah candles. For sure.
You're not saying Chavivus is explaining the difference between Noi Sukkah and Ner Chanukah.
No.
So what's the difference between those two?
Because Ner Chanukah is Shai is Roy to be Huxa Lagamri.
Yeah. Why would you think it's
Difference
between like